Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to get into the fundamentals. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk us back a few steps, and we're going to focus on some business rules that we as members of Lifestyles Unlimited that we follow. We find these business rules to be, well, perfect. They are perfect because what they do is they give us an overarching approach to investing. So when you follow these business rules that I'm about to share with you, what you find is effective results. That when you make your investment decisions aligned with these business rules, things work out the way they're supposed to. Things become achievable. Things become profitable. Things become, well, good things. I mean, good results. Really, that's what I'm getting at. So what I'd like to do is I would like to share with you what my mentor and the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, put together as his three fundamental rules for investing during his real estate investing career, which, by the way, spans over three decades. I mean, he put these things together back prior to 1990. And these rules make so much sense, you may not comprehend them at first. Why, you ask? Because smart people have a tendency to have a hard time letting go of belief systems that took them a lifetime to build. And I guarantee you, you have certain investing belief systems that you've acquired over time, and they shape you, they focus you into doing what you're doing right now. Now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask you to let these rules soak in until they become crystal clear to you. Once you embrace these rules, you're going to wonder how you ever let yourself put money into risky investments. Now, interestingly enough, these ideas, they're not new. Well, partially because I told you that Dell put them together over three decades ago, so that ought to give you an indication that they're not new. But here's the real deal. They're based on timeless principles that have been around for thousands of years. Yeah, they're the same principles that Benjamin Franklin used to create a massive amount of wealth over two centuries ago. They're the same principles that Andrew Carnegie used and he passed on to Napoleon Hill, who, when he wrote his famous book, Think and Grow Rich, he published these concepts. These are the same principles that Warren Buffett lives by and has been trying to tell you about for years, but you didn't hear him. Yeah, you didn't hear him. And I'll tell you what, you know, you're not at fault. There's a lot of people that didn't hear him, to include me. I mean, I didn't hear him for many, many years until I came to Lifestyles Unlimited and I started sitting down and rethinking what I was doing. Even now, after putting these rules out onto the airwaves, as I'm about to do, and releasing them to the world, most of you won't get it. You'll think it's too good to be true, or maybe it's just too boring, or I don't know, too whatever. But that's the paradox of true wisdom. Napoleon Hill, Warren Buffett, and Del Walmsley have been screaming from the mountaintops over the last 100 years, okay, well, maybe not 100 years in the case of Warren Buffett and Dell, but you know where I'm going. But only a few people will listen to what they're saying, and even less will take action based on this knowledge. You know, a lot of people wonder why at Lifestyles Unlimited, we reference Warren Buffett while at the same time we put down the stock market. Ever wonder why? Well, here's why. Many stock investors look up to Warren Buffett for guidance, but they don't realize one very critical thing, that Warren Buffett is in a very different business than they're in. You know, Warren Buffett is not sitting behind his computer on a discounted online trading account platform, buying and selling stocks for his 401k. That's not what he does. He's not buying stocks at retail with his own money. Now, Warren Buffett is buying entire companies at wholesale prices, and he's using other people's money to accomplish this. He is. So can you spot the difference? It's very, very subtle. But the realities of this difference are vastly important. Let's start with the concept of retail versus wholesale. Now, Warren Buffett, he goes out and he finds companies that he can buy for 50 cents on the dollar. In other words, he is sticking to Dell's first rule of investing, which is this: don't lose money. I'll get to that in a little bit. You know, Dell Walmsley learned to do the same thing in his favorite asset class, which is real estate. He teaches to buy properties for 50 cents on the dollar. And when you buy an asset so cheap, it's very, very difficult to lose money on it. It is. But what about other people's money versus personal money? You know, Warren Buffett uses the power of leverage to amplify his wealth exponentially. And a documentary that was done a while back in his early years of investing says he literally went door to door in his neighborhood to raise money for his investments. And more on that when we come back.
Dell Walmsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dell, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So in the last segment, we were talking about Warren Buffett, and we were discussing, you know, the fact that Warren Buffett has an approach to investing, and he doesn't invest per se in the stock market. What he does is he invests in entire companies. He does. And now he uses stock as a way to acquire those companies. But what he's looking for is he's looking for great deals. He's looking for opportunities to acquire companies that are not operating effectively. And then what he does is he goes into those companies and he fixes the problems. To put it very simply, that's what he does. So by fixing the problems that those companies have, he is able to increase the value of those companies. And that's how he makes his money. And he does it using the power of leverage. Now, he doesn't use all of his own money. He has a lot of investors that go alongside of him as he enters into these business arrangements. And when you're using the power of leverage to buy assets for 50 cents on the dollar, you know, it really ties in with the first rule of investing that we have, which is this: you can't get rich slow. So let's just do this. Let's get into the rules. Now, actually, the first rule is you can't get rich slow. That's technically the third rule, but it's always the one that kind of comes to mind for me, because for a long time, I was on the slow approach to investing. Yeah, I didn't understand the rules because I hadn't heard the rules. I didn't hear these rules until a little over 3 years ago. And then when I heard these rules, all of a sudden my eyes opened up, my brain started functioning, and I started realizing that what I was doing was ineffective and I needed to change that. So I did. But the first rule is this: don't lose money. Yeah. That simple. Don't lose money. It makes perfect sense, right? So why do you put money into investments that can lose you money? Why do we do that? Let me repeat that rule again. Don't lose money. Can you imagine how much money you would have if the principal in all of your investments was considered sacred? You know, Dell teaches to only invest your money in assets that don't risk your principal. So which assets would qualify? I mean, you're starting to think this through, and I get that. Been there, done that. So, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is stocks. Yeah, it does. So the question there is, can you lose your principal when investing in stocks? And the answer is absolutely. You absolutely can. I mean, we're all very painfully aware of this fact. You know, we saw it happen once again when coronavirus hit last March. You know, the stock market just took a nosedive. I mean, it just turned and it lost something like 30 some odd percent in a matter of a couple of days. Now, it's come back. It has come back. But nobody knew it was going to come back. And there were people that lost principal when that stock market fell, because some people chose to sell their stocks. They were concerned that as that stock was falling, as that market was falling, that they may lose even more money. So some people made the decision to sell. It's just the way it is. You know, the market at that time period posted a very swift and violent drop in price. Yeah, very swift and violent. And it's just, to me, it's amazing how quickly the stock market can drop. I mean, it can go from hero to zero very, very quickly. But, you know, we should have known that it was coming, because it has a track record. It has repeatedly dropped fast many, many, many times. I mean, just go back and look at your stock charts. Now, a lot of you might argue it came back. Yeah, you know what? It did come back. But what happens when it drops in the future and it doesn't come back as quickly? Yeah. You got to ask yourself, what does that look like? Well, let's switch gears. Let's talk about retail real estate. Now, when I say retail real estate, what I'm talking about is property that you buy at retail prices. I'm not talking about retail shopping malls or anything like that, where you go in and buy a commercial strip center for retail businesses. That's not what I'm talking about. So the question is this: can you lose your principal when investing in real estate at retail prices? And the answer is, yes, you can. You absolutely can. You know, there are many people on the West Coast, many people on the East Coast that are painfully aware of this fact. And as Del Walmsley points out, real estate by itself is not a cure-all. In inflated markets, People will pay anything for real estate because they think that all real estate goes up in value. They do. Now, I'm not trying to predict that we're in a market situation where it's inflated. I'll be honest with you. My crystal ball doesn't work. I don't know. I don't think we're in an inflated situation. I think we're in a situation where prices are going up because of supply and demand, because coronavirus kind of, you know, eroded the marketplace. In other words, people weren't necessarily interested in selling their real estate properties unless they absolutely had to during coronavirus. But there are people out there that are wanting to buy those properties. So, you know, it's that supply and demand curve. And as a result of the supply and demand curve, I think property prices are pushing upwards. It's a seller's market. But I don't personally feel that we're an inflated market. I don't. But what does it matter what I think? You know, it really shouldn't matter what I think with regards to the market direction, because the market is going to do what the market is going to do. Now, what about wholesale real estate? Can you lose your principal when investing in real estate at 50 cents on the dollar? Well, you can, but only if you really, really mismanage it. You know, not all of us can go out and buy massive companies at 50 cents on the dollar like Warren Buffett does. We just can't do that. But the easiest way to emulate Warren Buffett is with real estate. An individual can go out and buy a single family rental home or even an apartment community at wholesale prices and start to build wealth like Warren Buffett and Del Walmsley. Yeah, you absolutely can do that. I've done it. I know many, 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 many people that have done that. And we come back, we're going to get into the second principle right after this.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So what we're doing on today's show is we're talking about the three rules of real estate investing. Yeah, there's three global rules, and we talked about the first one in the previous segment, which was simply don't lose money. Yeah, it's a golden rule. Don't lose money. So don't put your money into investments that have the potential for you to lose your principal. Make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you're properly educated. Make sure you've got a game plan. Make sure you've got a mentor. Yeah, I mean, these are all important things. But what I want to talk about now is Dell's second rule, which is an absolutely important fundamental rule. You know, Dell teaches that dividends aren't what they used to be. In the old days, you would buy a stock partially for its dividend potential. I mean, it was that dividend that was essentially paying you money. It was paying a dividend. Today, more and more companies are doing away with dividends because people are more focused on appreciation. Cash flow is the foundation of Del Walmsley's philosophy and the way we build our wealth. You know, we call cash flow the cake, while everything else is the icing. Do not, let me repeat this, do not buy any asset unless it cash flows. You know, an entire industry has been built around flipping houses. Yeah, and flipping houses, the objective there is to earn money through appreciation and appreciation alone. because that property is not going to cash flow for you, because you're not going to put a resident in that property. You're not going to get the benefit of that resident paying you rent on a monthly basis, and you in turn making money five different ways. Yeah, you're not going to do it because you're focused on appreciation and appreciation alone. You're hoping that you're going to get into that property, you're going to get it for a good price, like an investor might do, and you're going to fix it up. And then instead of holding that property, you're going to try and sell it and make your money by selling that property. Now, here's the problem. What many would-be investors find out when they're flipping is that they're actually speculating. And when price is correct, they can get stuck in a cash-sucking whirlpool. They really can. Because you're looking for a certain price. You're looking for a certain price point, and that price point is what creates your profit for you. Now, we haven't even gotten into the concept that when you're flipping homes, you're taxed in a completely different way than you would be taxed if you held that asset. You see, the IRS puts into motion all of these tax codes. And what many people aren't aware of when they first decide to get involved with flipping is they don't understand the tax consequences of flipping a property. See, if you don't own a property for at least a year and a day, you're considered by the IRS, it's their definition that you are a dealer. You're a dealer in real estate because you're buying and you're reselling. So because of that, the IRS says you've effectively become self-employed. And when you effectively become self-employed, you will be taxed on the profits that you make off of a property that you choose to flip, based on your ordinary tax rates. So let's say you're in the 25% tax bracket. You're going to pay 25% tax on the gains or the profits that you make. You're also, because you're self-employed, you're also liable for Social Security and Medicare taxes. And instead of paying half of those taxes like you would at a normal job, because your employer traditionally pays the other half, you get to pay both sides of that tax structure. It works out to be about 15.5%, at least based on my last calculation that I did. So, you know, you have to keep in mind that you're looking at, you know, potentially 40 or more percent of whatever gains that you make flipping a property going towards taxes. It's just the way it is. Now, if you held that property for more than a year and you dispose of that property, you sell that property, you're only liable for capital gains taxes. In other words, whatever increase that property earned, you would pay your taxes based on capital gains. And there's a little bit more involved with that, but the tax benefits for holding property is much better than the tax benefits for, well, there are no benefits for flipping a property. And let me point this out to you. If you only buy assets that cash flow, do you really care if they go down in value? Well, not really, because it's the cash flow that matters, and the cash flow doesn't change. Sometimes, like during the last recession, cash flow actually increases, even though the value of the single-family home went down. If you buy investment property using Dell's first rule, remember the first rule? Don't lose money. Yeah, you remember it. Well, if you buy investment property using his first rule, you're not going to lose money if it goes down in value because you bought at wholesale prices. And even if it does go down, remember, it's the cash flow. It's the money that comes in on a monthly basis that puts you in a situation where once you have enough of that money coming in and it meets or exceeds your ordinary living expenses, you've effectively retired yourself. I mean, think about it. Let's say you had 10 single family houses and all of those houses were producing on average $400 a month in passive income. And let's say that your normal living expenses are $4,000 a month. When do you have to go back to work? The shorter answer is you don't, unless you want to. Now think about it. That actually creates a very interesting problem, because when you get to that point where you can retire yourself, where you can say, you know what, I don't really like that job, it puts you in a situation where you are in control. Now, we have a bunch of members at Lifestyles Unlimited that get to that point and they decide to keep working. Yeah. Yeah. Some people say, you know what, that's it, I'm done. I'm checking out. I'm not working anymore. Other people say, I want to keep working. And the concept is that they either enjoy what they're doing or they find a different line of work where they enjoy what they're doing. In any case, what it does is it frees up income that can be used to acquire even more assets. Yeah, and it grows and it grows. We come back, we'll get into rule number three right after this.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Del Walmsley's three rules to real estate investing. They're actually very simplistic, but they kind of fly in the face of conventional wisdom. You know, they don't quite fit into what you may be doing for investments. Now, just to recap a little bit, the first rule is don't lose money. The key thing here is to ensure that your principal is protected, that when you invest that principal, you don't lose that principal. Yeah. The second rule is whatever asset you choose to invest in, it has to cash flow. In other words, it has to produce spendable money that you can use to either offset your ordinary expenses, which is how we get ourselves retired, or you take that money and you reinvest it directly back into your investments. Now, I was telling you that one of the strategies that a lot of our members follow is they get to that point where they've acquired enough real estate assets that are paying them cash flow to where that cash flow is offsetting their ordinary expenses. They've effectively retired themselves, but they choose to keep working even though they don't have to. A lot of them choose to keep working because what they're doing is they're taking that income and they're putting it aside. And then once they accumulate enough income in the form of money set aside, they go out and they get themselves another asset. And when they get themselves another asset, what that does is that increases the amount of passive income coming in, which just makes things even better. So it's a good problem. It really is. So let's get into the third rule, which is very simply, you can't get rich slow. You can't. I know it's kind of a paradox. I mean, let's think about it. Those first two rules, don't lose money and it has to cash flow, they seem very conservative compared to what you're used to. And they are. But if you follow them, the result is this. You cannot get rich slow. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? If you become more conservative and only put your money into solid assets, you actually outperform the so-called aggressive investor. So how does this work? Pretty simply, once you become a money-making machine, people will literally throw money at you. Yeah, you're going to get to a point where you begin to harness the power of leverage like Warren Buffett and Del Walmsley have done. You know, the banks, they're going to be willing to loan you money. People will trust you enough to become your passive partners in investments that you choose to make. Your investment base will become massively larger than what you could have accomplished on your own. I mean, it is all just a part of the natural progression of the real estate investor. It really is. I mean, if you go back to any number of shows that I've done where I've talked about our members and I've talked about what they've done with their investing experience, what you find is that they're following these rules. They are. They're not losing their principal. The assets are cash flowing, and they have, by following those two rules, have really set themselves on a path where they're going to accomplish becoming rich as quickly as they can. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Let me do this. Let me switch gears a little bit, and let me talk about a deal. A potential deal that came across my desk, just to give you an idea of what is out there. Now, I'm not trying to sell you any real estate. I mean, I'm not a real estate agent or anything like that. This is a deal that came from one of the realtors that I have cultivated. Basically, I've formed a relationship with this person. This person knows that I've got certain investing goals and objectives, and I've basically laid all those out. And I said, you know, if you find any real estate that meets the following parameters, I would be interested in seeing what's out there. So here's a deal that came across my desk. Kind of an interesting deal. Now this deal, it's not a single family home. It's actually a duplex. And this particular duplex, It's got some issues. When he sent me the information on the property, also sent me a bunch of photos. So I was able to get a kind of a good inside look of the property and the outside of the property. Now the interior doesn't look bad. I mean, it doesn't look like it's been beat up, but it certainly needs some TLC. The interior paint looks okay, but I don't like the green walls. So that those would have to go. The bathrooms, this is, by the way, is a one bedroom, one bath on each side duplex. And the bathrooms, they look functional, but of course I'd want to get in there and take a look at, you know, the plumbing structures and things like that. And they're very dated, so I'd want to freshen up those bathrooms. What do I mean by dated? Well, the tubs look like they're probably the original tubs. They've got some chipping and cracking. The surrounds around the tub that creates the shower kind of looks like it's an RV, one of those kind of showers, if that gives you any visual reference. So there's probably some things that need to be done. Of course, we'd want to do a pretty thorough inspection of this property, and we'd want to get my contractor out there to walk through it if we were interested, and we'd do that really quick. On the exterior, not in bad shape. I noticed that it's individually metered for gas and power, so my guess is, you know, I'd want to take a look, see if there's multiple water meters, because they didn't send any pictures of that sort of stuff. But let's get into the actual numbers of the deal. Now, this particular property is available for $78,000. You can buy it for $78,000, and it's going to need some work. I mean, I can tell from the exterior that there's some wood rot and some things like that. Just from the pictures, I can tell that. And it's going to need fresh paint. And of course, they didn't send any pictures of the roof, which gives me an indication that, you know, that roof might need some work too. So we would definitely want to go take a look at it. But here's what I like about the deal. And it's a deal that you can get into for about $16,000. Now, you can't do it the conventional way. In other words, you know, going to the bank and saying, okay, well, I can buy it for $78,000. And they're going to say, okay, fine, you put down 20% or $15,600. And then you also get to pay for all of the repairs. That gets kind of expensive. So what we would do is we would approach this property using hard money. We would acquire the property and pay for some of the repairs. And that would keep our actual cash out of pocket expenses down to that $16,000 mark. Now, the other thing I really like about this property is the potential for cash flow. Because the rent analysis says that a one bedroom, one bath in the particular area it's in is returning $600 per door. So that's pretty good. That gives us a rental income of about $1,200 per month. Now, when you get the property all fixed up and you put your leverage on it and things like that, what we're finding is that the property has potential to return $466 per month. Now, if you annualize that, that gives you about $5,600 a year in passive income. So this is a very interesting property, because when you calculate the return on investment just from the cash flow perspective, remember, you can't lose money and it must cash flow, and you can't get rich slow. This property has the potential to return 34.3% on a cash on cash basis. That's not bad. That's actually very good. And I happen to know that in this particular area, there's demand for one bedroom, one bath. Yeah, that's part of the information that was sent over to me. So my point is this. When you do things the right way, when you understand and you embrace the rules to real estate investing, which are very simply put, don't lose your principal. Make sure you invest in something that's cash flowing. And once you do those two things, you can't get rich slow. You are moving yourself away from where you're at to where you should be. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.